Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater in the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. Today, my guest is Jessie Nelson. She wrote the book for Waitress, the hit Broadway musical that's coming to the Hippodrome on January 30th. Jessie Nelson joins us on the line from New York. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So Waitress is quite an exceptional and distinguished piece of work for a number of reasons, one of which is that it's an all-women creative team. What was that like for you?
It was very, very special being part of an all-woman team, but part of what made it so special is that the director and the producer didn't set out to make it an all-woman team. They just met a number of people and looked for people who shared a common vision and approached creativity in the same way. And one day we were in the thick of rehearsals, and someone pointed out to us that we were the first all-woman team in Broadway history, and we didn't even realize it. And so it made it all the more special that people were chosen on their merit.
Yeah, that's the best way to come about that precedent-breaking situation. That's terrific. And, of course, this is about a waitress who is a terrific pie maker. I mean, you got to think, it's a Broadway musical, it's about pie. Like, well, how could anybody not like this? You were a waitress for 10 years yourself. So did you draw on your own experience as you crafted the story for the show?
Yes, I really did. You know, in my late teens and early 20s, I waitressed before I began to earn my money as a writer, and at the time I was an actress also. And that was some of the most special time of my life, because I became friends with women who were my co-waitresses that I might normally never have met. You form a really unique bond with them, you know, working 8 hours a night, 5 days a week, year after year. And so I wanted to capture what that kind of friendship is, because often you're even closer to them than you are to your dearest friends. Just because you're spending so much time together, they've got your back. It's a team sport.
And you came to the Broadway world from film and television. What's it like making that transfer? Is it the same side of the brain to write for the stage as it is for the television and movie work that you've done?
Well, what's interesting in film is that you have the close-up and the cut-to. You know, you have all that editing where you can juxtapose images against each other. But in theater, you don't have that. So it's how to, you know, give the feeling that you're up close and intimate with the character, or that you're jumping her into the next scene, how to do that with movement and with light and with music. It's like a whole different set of tools in the toolbox.
And the Broadway production was based on a movie to begin with. So you made the transfer from film to stage sort of at the very start of this process, I guess, right?
Yeah. You know, the woman who wrote the movie, I mean, that's part of why it doesn't surprise me that we ended up with an all-female team, because she was a woman writer-director, and she also starred in the movie. But she was murdered in a very horrifying way before she even knew that her movie was accepted at Sundance. So we felt a tremendous responsibility to her legacy and to capture the spirit of what she had written and to bring it forward for audiences.
Yeah, it's a remarkable story. Adrienne Shelley is her name, and very sad but interesting end to this story. Well, Jessie Nelson, it's been great to talk to you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jessie Nelson wrote the book for Waitress, which is on the way to the Hippodrome Theater next month. It opens on January 30th and runs until February 4th. Come on over to WIPR.org/inthebromo for a link to information about all the shows coming to town this season at the historic Hippodrome Theater. That's it for this edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on at the Hippodrome in the heart of the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. For 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station, I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.